Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus is now 16 hours into his annual flight around the world, and we have breaking news all over the place in both sectors 2 and 3. But first, let's go to our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy, who is following Santa on this Christmas Eve, as is his tradition. Crash, where is Santa now?
Frank, if I didn't know better, I'd say we're in Spain. It feels like it, and it smells like it. I can't really be sure, Frank. Santa has kind of hit his zone. He's moving like a man possessed, busier than a one-legged elf in a butt-kicking contest, Frank. I've had to change my position to a higher altitude just to follow him. I think Flight Command might be right. The best way to keep track of Santa at this speed is to listen to the bedtime advisories.
Okay, Crash, and speaking of advisories, let's go to Elf Victoria Wassel for the latest. Mrs. Wassel?
Frank, we have our first bedtime advisories for Sector 4. The eastern territories of Greenland are now advised to head to bed. But I must tell you, the rest of Sector 4 is going to follow very quickly, and we're seeing the nightfall now in parts of Sector 5. The next several hours are going to be very busy with bedtime advisories.
Thank you, Mrs. Wassel. We'll stand by for further news from you in the hours ahead. Tracker activity is very high now in Sectors 4 and 5. Let's see what Elf Red Stocking has for us in Flight Command. Red?
Frank, we have on the phone a tracker in Sector 5 from the lovely location of Garden City, South Carolina. His name is Elf Dallas Young. Dallas, we have word you've set up a landing zone for Santa.
Yes, we're putting the finishing touches in our sleigh traffic control center right now.
Wow, that's detailed, Dallas. A sleigh traffic control center. What does that do for Santa?
We're a coastal location, Red, as you know. We sometimes get fog, and that's a possibility tonight. We have a 500-yard runway that begins out on the beach. It's lighted, of course, and it extends into my yard. From high in Magnolia, we got a treehouse with outstanding visibility above the marine layer. Whether in the fog or above it, we can bring Santa in for a safe landing. We expect no troubles with the big guy coming tonight.
Excellent report, Dallas. Please let us know how it goes when Santa arrives. Frank, trackers are indeed on the job in Sector 5 tonight.
Thanks, Red. We're anxious to hear if Santa follows the flight path into Garden City tonight. From the North Pole, where we always leave a light on for Santa, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.